Combine. Welcome, John. How are you?
It's great. But it's a weird setup here, isn't it?
It is different.
I mean, this is
I don't mind
strange.
The setup, do you?
Well, I don't know. There's no fans in here yet. You're going to be
fans.
Drowned out. Well, no, you got fans.
What are you talking about? You have us. We're your fans.
No, I'm talking about the seats.
Oh.
Or the empty seats.
Oh, for like the fan experience?
The fan experience, but they're going to be coming in here while we're going to be here.
Wait,
which
wow.
Fans are different.
Oh, so it's, that's what that is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Weird.
So...
So that's the fan experience has extended from the Pro Bowl to the Super Bowl to the Combine.
Yes, like, can you imagine? It's like you can now go to the media Monday night at the Super Bowl,
yeah.
And fans pay money for that. Well, fans are paying money for this to watch the bench press and some of the
yeah.
things, and then I guess you know hooting and hollering at all us trying to do radio.
Professor, what's next? Teams opening up facilities, letting fans into offices of general managers to make like 6th and 7th round picks?
Well, yeah, if they can get money out of it, I would imagine it's probably a consideration. It's
Adrian Peterson's a free agent. That's weird. What do you think?
I mean, when you put together an unrestricted list and all of a sudden thinking Adrian Peterson's on the list,
yeah.
It's just so strange. But now the question is going to be, what is his market going to be? Because naturally, I mean, what's the first thing we do here on Wednesday? Check out to see, okay, is Tampa Bay going to be the team?
Right.
It doesn't look like it. I mean, look at New York Giants. That's a team he would like to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you look and you see that it's like, okay, that's not good because it's a 3-receiver offense, shotgun formation pretty much, and that doesn't fit his style. So what I'm wondering, would Oakland and Kansas City consider it? And if not, does the money come down to the point where he can come back with the Vikings?
A couple of quickies for John Clayton, ESPN. He's very busy right now. We're at the Combine.
Well, in light of the fact that this is a super deep running back draft, do you think there's a scenario where Adrian doesn't even latch on with the team until after the draft?
I could see a scenario like that. It would sound strange.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you would have to think that what you would want would be a winning team
mm-hmm.
that has a fullback, that has an I formation, and that has young running backs. That's why I kind of wonder, I don't know about the Oakland Raiders. I can see them maybe being a candidate because they, you know, they have letting Latavius Murray hit the market.
Right.
You know, they have two young rookie backs that they had last year. You bring Peterson in, that could help the whole process and give a good team a great back. So that could be one.
John, what's newsy at the Combine? I mean, maybe the news hasn't developed yet, but like when you came here from Seattle where you live, what's newsy?
Well, what's newsy is what's going on at the quarterback position and the franchise tags. I mean, today, franchise tags at 3 o'clock Central. That has to be determined. So is Trumaine Johnson going to be the 7th? And maybe the last guy. What about Dontari Poe, the Kansas City Chiefs? Those are probably the last two guys are waiting. You know, will Kirk Cousins be traded now that he's got the exclusive franchise tag? Probably not. And then the news this morning from Adam Schefter that Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to be traded.
Ooh.
I'm stunned by that one.
Jeez.
Well, and that means that they will probably put their 1st and 3rd round tender on him, but then some team will match that, right?
You mean as far as Garoppolo?
Garoppolo, yeah.
No, he's under contract for one more year.
But isn't he a restricted free agent
no,
this year?
No. He's in the 4th year of a 4-year deal.
Okay.
So that means he's available next year in free agency, but that's a 3rd round compensatory pick. Belichick can probably get a 2 and a 2, kind of like the Alex Smith type of trade,
mm-hmm.
if he makes that trade. But right now, there seems to be some doubt.
Has yep. Darrelle Revis played his last down of NFL football?
I hope not. I mean, he's still such a great player for such a long period of time. But, you know, he's not in a good spot right now.
No.
I mean, I don't know about the court case in south side of Pittsburgh, but I can tell you that it's like he lost a lot of speed
mm-hmm.
and did not play a good season last year. It was not good for him.
You are the best. You are the professor. Thank you, John Clayton.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
John Clayton, ESPN, kicks off KFAN at the Combine.